Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and today we're going to be talking about a house of prayer. Jesus says, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And he's quoting verses from Isaiah and from Jeremiah as we're reading this in the Gospels here. But let's get started with prayer, and then we will dive into this concept of a house of prayer. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those that are watching this and their families, their friends, those connected to them. We pray for all of our partners, Lord, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And we just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, we just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us, bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling challenged and encouraged and hopefully inspired all at the same time. And expand our borders, expand our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And keep your hand on us and help us to do this day what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain, through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you want to learn more about that prayer, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com and you'll find the 30-day prayer challenge there. And I would encourage you to go there, check out the prayer, start praying that prayer. We're going to be talking about some of the foundations of that prayer today. It's all based on scripture. It's all based on God's word. We're mostly praying God's word in that prayer. Jesus says, my house would be a house of prayer. And one of the most powerful ways to pray is just praying God's word consistently. But go check that out, and then you'll find a tracker that you can use to pray the prayer. And then we get still, we do the other half of prayer. We take time to get still and to listen and to connect with God and to hear what he would have to say to us. And then we plan our day with God, and we begin to take action on the things that we're feeling prompted to do from the inside that we feel God is prompting us to do. But Jesus says, my house will be known as a house of prayer. And I was thinking about this concept. It kept coming to mind. I was reading through Isaiah, and I came across the passage that Jesus is quoting, my house will be known as a house of prayer for all nations. And then that same day, I got an email from myself. For you guys that are partners with us or that have signed up for our free programs, you get the daily emails that come regularly. If you're signed up for them, you get daily emails just ongoing, and they guide you through all of our programs. And I got the email from myself, and it was on this idea of the house of prayer. I felt like God was nudging me. And that same day over the weekend, as this was happening, we were actually working in our backyard. We were working to actually level out an area of the backyard. And so we were digging up grass and leveling this part of the lot. And one of the concepts that was in this email that I sent to myself, we talk about building this picture here of the Abundant Life Blueprint. And some of the steps that have to take place first are getting the lot prepared, getting the lot ready. And we actually were digging out a circular place is what we were digging out. So you see this circle, God puts this hedge of protection around us by faith and by gratitude and walking in faith and love. We have this hedge of protection that God begins to put around our lives. It's a beautiful thing. And so we used the shovels to kind of section off this circular area. We put the border in first, and we started to clear out the area that we were looking to level. And as we were going through leveling this, I mean, leveling a lot is a lot of work. It's hard work to get this lot leveled. And ultimately, we'll probably bring in some professionals to get it fully leveled off. But clearing out the excess dirt, clearing out the rocks, there was tree roots, there was all kinds of things in this ground, and we're having to clear out and level out this lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. And just one of the things we talk about in the email, one of the things we talk about in 7 days with Jesus, is that the righteousness of Jesus, his righteousness, we've been talking about his righteousness the last couple of days. The righteousness of Jesus levels the lot. We've talked about his righteousness endures forever. His righteousness never fails. His righteousness is steadfast, because by putting our faith and our trust and our belief in Jesus for our right standing with God, we're right with God. We have blessing and favor with God because of what Jesus did, not because of what we did. We're not earning our way into God by our behavior and these types of things. Our right standing with God is based on what Jesus did. He leveled the lot. He cleared out the rocks. He cleared out the lot. He leveled it all out. And our right standing does not change with God because it's based on what Jesus did. It's everlasting and it's eternal righteousness based on what he did and putting our faith and our trust in him. And so it's this beautiful thing. He did the hard work. Leveling that lot is hard work. My hands were a little sore from working on it. It's hard work to go in and level a lot, to clear all the rocks out. So he leveled the lot. He cleared the rocks out. We said also in 7 days with Jesus, God has rolled away the stone of our old hearts, hearts that condemn us, hearts that have guilt and shame and condemnation for things that we've done in the past, maybe that we're resistant to what God was trying to do in our lives. He's rolled that away and he's given us new hearts and he's written his laws on our hearts. And all that's just preparing the lot to build upon. And then we got to have this level, this solid foundation of the Word of God in our lives. We got to have this level, solid foundation of the Word of God in our lives. And one of the best ways that we can do that is by starting to get in. And we got to get in. We got to study. We got to find out what God has promised. We got to see promises he's made, prayers that are in Scripture. What does his word say? Because his word is the truth, is what the Bible teaches us. His word is the truth. And we can build our word on the truth. Jesus said, if you build your life on anything else. So we're talking about, we're breaking this down a little bit. A house of prayer. Let's talk about a house first. You got to have a solid foundation. We got to clear out the rocks. Jesus did the hard work. He's given us through faith in him. He's leveled the lot. He's cleared the rocks out. He's made it ready. And he's given us this amazing foundation that we can build our lives upon. Anything else won't be able to stand up against the storms of life. Anything else will crumble eventually. But we can build our life upon him. So we got to go in and we got to find these promises that God has made. What has God said to us? What has he promised us? What does his word say is going to be coming to pass? What does his word say is the truth about whatever situations you've got going on in your life? And then I like to think of prayer is one of the ways that we go in and we bridge that gap. It says the worlds were framed by God's word. God framed the world with his words. And so we're supposed to be imitating him. We go in and we begin to pray God's promises. Like we talked about the prayer that we prayed earlier as we were getting started. It's mostly scripture. Most of that prayer that we prayed is scripture. And we're praying these promises and asking God to fulfill on these promises that he's already made and to help us walk out these promises that he's already given us. And so I was reading some things. I was reading a book by Rabbi Daniel Lapin, not sure how you pronounce his last name. And it was talking about buried secrets in the Hebrew language, buried secrets in the Lord's language. And one of the concepts he was teaching on prayer is that the Hebrew roots for the word prayer is this concept where a couple things come to mind. Is number one, prayer is this opportunity where we are judging ourselves and we are reconciling things when we pray. And it's also prayer is a way, they teach it in the Jewish traditions, that prayer is a way to get rid of self-centeredness. Is a way to get our mind focused on not on ourselves, but on God and on others. And so prayer is a way to get rid of self-centeredness, but it's also a way to reconcile things and to judge things. And so we're supposed to be looking into God's word. And we're supposed to be seeing what it says in there, seeing this is the truth. This is what God says about me. This is what God says about my situation. This is what who he says that I am. He says, I'll always cause you to triumph. You're more than an overcomer. He's given you all these promises about who you are and what he's already set aside for you. But then we have our life. And sometimes what we're experiencing in life could be our own behavior, could be our circumstances in life, could be whatever's going on. Our circumstances in life don't line up with what God said over here. And now we've got this interesting duality where we have to reconcile. God said this, but I'm experiencing this. And prayer is where we can begin to bridge that gap. And so one of the ways I began to learn about this, God was just bringing this to mind over the last day here, is that one of the things I've learned is God has promised. He said, I've given you, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. It's already in you. He's planted it in your heart. He's already given you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faith. He's already given you that. And it's in your spirit already in the form of a seed. And one of the most powerful prayers that I've found that gets answered over and over and over again is very simply, number one, receive forgiveness if you need to. Forgive, stay in continual forgiveness. Our prayer life is not effective without forgiveness flowing in our lives. And remember, forgiveness has to flow through three levels. We got to receive it from God. We got to forgive ourselves, which is one we often forget about. We got to give ourselves grace, just like God's giving us. And then we got to walk in forgiveness with other people. We got to receive grace from God, give ourselves grace, give other people the same grace that God has given us. It's got to flow through us. His grace, his forgiveness, his love, his peace, all that has to flow from him through us out to other people. And that's where we get into for all nations, a house of prayer for all nations. This is supposed to flow through us, not only for us, but flowing through us, out of us to the whole world, hopefully. And so what I learned is this. I'd have a time where my emotions weren't lining up with love, joy, peace, patience. I was stressed. I was anxious. I was frustrated. I was whatever. And my emotions were not lining up with what God had said he put in me. And so number one, I would receive his grace, receive forgiveness, forgive myself. If I snapped at somebody, I'd have to reconcile with them. And then it was this very simple prayer of God, thank you for what you put in me. Thank you that what you put in me is more than enough. Your grace is more than enough. You are always more than enough and more than sufficient to help me to handle this situation with grace, with poise, with beauty, whatever. Help me grow. Help me cultivate what you put in me. Help me grow. Help me cultivate what you put in me. So this could be very simply with emotions. All right. I didn't have very good patience, or I didn't keep my emotions under very good control, whatever it was. All right, God, you've promised that you've given that to me on the inside. Help me grow it. Help me step into, help me cultivate what you put in me already. I believe it's in Jude or Philemon, one of those books of the Bible. It says that our faith is made effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that God put in us. Our faith is made effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that God put in us. And we talk about often, God give us this unlimited, inexhaustible supply, unlimited, inexhaustible source of everything that he has on the inside. He's given us his kingdom, his righteousness, his peace, his joy, his love, his grace, his finances, his health, his time, his energy. He's given us everything that he has on the inside. And so one of our tasks in prayer, if we're going to build this abundant life blueprint, we got to start to frame the rooms of our house here with prayer, with our words. We're framing our house with our words. And so we're going to have to go in. What has God promised me about my purpose? For example, David says in the Bible, God fulfilled his purpose for me. In Timothy, it says that God has given us purpose and grace before time ever began. And it's in Christ. What's God promised me about our health? It says God is our healer. God is our source of health. That he would bring none of the diseases on us that he brought on the Egyptians. That was a promise given to the Israelite people. But all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. It says that by the stripes of Jesus, we've been healed. His power is available to heal. What's God promised about your family? Isaiah 61, he's promised to make your children great. The people would all over the world would say that there are people that are blessed. What's he promised you in your finances? God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and he adds no painful toil to it. What's he promised you in all of these areas? And we get to the community piece, that you would be a house of prayer for all nations. And then it's this reconciling piece, because God may have promised us that, but we're not experiencing it yet. We're not walking in it yet. And to bridge the gap, I found it's this very simple prayers. Acknowledging and gratitude for what God has promised and thanking him for what he's promised us. And then simple prayer. So we're praying the word and we're thanking him and asking him to step, help us step into this, asking him to help us to cultivate and to grow these promises. Because think about God's word. It's like a seed, it says. Everything in the kingdom starts as a seed. Help me grow this. Help me step into this. Help me walk in what you've promised. Help me bring these promises to pass in my life. And I believe if you'll start praying that regularly, we'll become a house of prayer for all nations. Get into, find what God has promised you. Begin to thank him and acknowledge him for all that he's done, all that he's promised, all that he's put within us. And then ask for his help growing it. Ask for his help stepping into it and cultivating it. And then keep in mind, we frame the rooms of our house with our words, and then we got to have some corresponding action, some steps of faith. So as you tune into him and you listen and he shows you steps to take, start to walk out those steps. But then oftentimes there's a gap. There's a period of time where we inherit the promises through faith and patience. That's this upper room of the house where the roof, we got to go through. Jesus says, if you have a strong foundation, you can go through the storms of life and it will still stay standing. So sometimes there may be some times of pressure that test you if you'll keep seeking, you'll keep praying, you'll keep believing that God's helping you walk out these promises, even though maybe you haven't seen it just yet. And it's this concept where we're reconciling, almost like you're wrestling in prayer, one of the analogies that the Apostle Paul uses in Scripture. And we're asking God for help to help us walk out and to bring to pass the things that he's promised in our lives. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you want to learn more about our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.